Stars twinkle above the clouds as the sun's morning rays shine down on a river which snakes its way through countryside and a village. Towering over the village is a fairy tale castle. Fireworks burst in the sky, like stars themselves. A firework arcs over the castle. Walt Disney Pictures. A circle is drawn, it becomes the animated face of Mickey Mouse. He's at the wheel of a steamboat. Walt Disney Animation Studios. A sign in the window of Silver Lake Animal Rescue reads, "Sorry, we're closed." A man turns it. "Come in, we're open." The balding man lifts a mug to his mouth and sips from it. He turns and walks past a display case near pet cages against a wall. In the display case is a little white puppy. Asleep, he twitches, wakes and stretches. A big yawn later, his big eyes opened wide and he wags his tail. He growls at a squeaky toy carrot. Behind him, five little brown puppies trot to the glass when they see the man pass. The white pup goes back to the carrot as a man in jeans strides past. The puppies scamper past the little white pup, knocking him away from the carrot. He leaps on it again and rolls over to see a little girl apparently upside down. The pup stands up and approaches the glass, carrot in mouth and tail wagging. He drops the carrot and spins.
That one.
The balding man picks the pup out of the display case.
Here, boy.
He places the pup into the arms of the little girl.
You're heavy.
The pup licks her face.
And slobbery.
The girl sets the pup on the floor. She removes a collar from her pocket. On it, a name tag. Bolt.
There. You're a good boy. You're my good boy.
She cuddles it. Cuddles it. 5 years later.
Hello?
The girl is on a cell phone.
Penny, I don't have much time.
Daddy? Are you okay?
Something's come up at work, honey. Daddy's not gonna be home for a while.
A shadow looms.
I don't understand.
You can't go back to the house, Penny. Okay?
What's happening?
It's all right. You won't be alone. You have Bolt.
I've altered him.
Walt Disney Pictures presents. Bolts of electricity crackle around the five-year-old dog. His whole body is scanned. Penny's father, in an orange protective suit, watches Bolt from outside a sealed container. The dog's DNA structure is altered. Bolt stares menacingly through his big dark eyes.
He can protect you now.
A yellow light appears in his pupils, a lightning flash emblem appears on his side, and on the O of his name tag, Bolt. A roof door opens, Penny and Bolt race out. Bolt jumps onto a wooden crate, and Penny trains binoculars on the tall glass building opposite. She triggers a satellite listening device.
Which, of course, is wonderful news. Everything is positioning nicely.
There he is, Dr. Calico.
She puts the binoculars to Bolt's eyes.
Any luck getting our guest to spill his guts?
Oh, his guts will spill. One way or another.
Never. I'll never talk.
Daddy!
You're beginning to irk me, Professor. I am irked. And that will not do. Has the package arrived? I think it might make our dear friend a bit more communicative.
I'm sending an agent to pick it up.
Gorgeous! Have him bring it to me on the first flight.
A tall, heavily built agent with a thick neck and broad jutting chin marches through the holographic image of the professor and Dr. Calico and out through automatic doors. Dressed in a suit, he lumbers into an alleyway, watched by Penny reading a magazine on the sidewalk.
Bolt, let's go!
He puts down his copy of Dog Fancy and joins her at the entrance to the alley. They tail the agent down the narrow alley between tall buildings. He turns a corner and disappears from their view. When they cautiously round it, there's no sign of him. A metal gate closes off the alley they walk down. They look up to see a car enter the alley they're in now. On its dashboard screen.
We only need the girl.
The car accelerates. Penny's eyes widen and she takes half a step back. Bolt glares and snarls, then charges at the approaching car with his head down. He butts the car up into the air. It somersaults. Underneath it, Penny watches as it flies over her head and crashes down behind her. It settles on its roof. Bolt sits and scratches himself. Penny kneels by the car window. It opens.
What?
Where's Calico?
I'm not talking to you.
Bolivia! Bolivia! Calico's in Bolivia! Near Lake Rogaguado!
Lake Rogaguado. I should have known.
Bolt holds the car with the agent in it over the side of the suspension bridge. Helicopters loom.
Come on, Bolt. Let's go.
Bolt lifts the car onto the road and leaves it on its roof. Penny takes a folding scooter from her backpack and puts on a safety helmet. As the helicopters draw closer, Bolt and Penny set off along the bridge and into the streets. They swing right and the choppers overshoot the turn. The speeding Penny and Bolt halt traffic. Penny reads from a digital eyepiece.
Bolivia! There's a flight leaving in 10 minutes.
The helicopters are close again. Men on motorbikes descend from them. Penny looks behind and sees them. One has an electric current in his gloves.
Bolt! Zoom, zoom!
She fires a lead and mouthpiece in front of her. Bolt grabs it in his mouth and pulls the scooter at great speed away from their pursuers. Penny weaves in, out and under the traffic, reflected on the rear of a shiny tanker she sees her pursuers. She turns sideways to squeeze between two vehicles and jumps to avoid an electric attack from a pursuer. Bolt tugs her through an almost shuttered entrance the bikers have to duck to pass under. Bolt headbutts a wall. He charges through, trailing Penny on the scooter. Several of the bikers fall off their machines as Bolt and Penny make for the freeway. Others continue the chase. One of the bikers draws level. In his hand, a magnetic frisbee-shaped bomb. He sets the timer for 1 minute and throws the bomb, which sticks to a tanker driving alongside a school bus.
Bolt! Fetch!
He releases the mouthpiece and vaults between freeways. A biker stretches out an electric glove. Penny swerves and he strikes his colleague. His colleague tumbles off. Bolt catches up with the tanker and grabs the bomb in his teeth. He bounds along a barrier by the bus. Two helicopters chase him. He leaps onto the hook at the end of a cable on a crane. The bomb's timer reads 33 seconds. He swings over a train and drops onto it. He runs across the roof and turns as a helicopter aims a gun. Lasers shoot from Bolt's eyes. The pilot loses control of the chopper and it crashes. The second is still in pursuit. A biker drops from it and immediately gives chase. He fires a seeker missile at Bolt, who leaps from the train. Bolt sees a biker gaining on Penny. As the dog charges towards them, the bomb still in his mouth, a helicopter rises from a gap in front of Bolt. He's in its sights. In slow motion, Bolt leaps into the air and soars above the hovering chopper. He passes its whirling blades and lands with a thump on solid ground. The pilot sees the missile. On course for Bolt, the missile slams into the chopper. Across the bay, the impact causes an empty drinks cup to fall. The biker behind Penny is almost on her. He sees Bolt on his shoulder and the bomb on his head. He tosses it in the air. It blows up a helicopter. The biker electrocutes himself with his glove.
Good boy. Airport.
They leave at exit 34. No one in pursuit. Ahead of them, an army of Calico's agents on bikes, choppers, and armored vehicles.
Bolt, speak.
He stomps a paw. As the army draws close, he glares at them, then turns his head. His mighty growl rips the tar from the road and sends a whirlwind of debris into Calico's men. Agents and vehicles are lifted into the air and drop back to the ground, littering the road to the airport. One agent dives to dodge falling vehicles. A solitary tire rolls towards Penny and Bolt, then falls over.
Okay, okay. Good job, buddy. Mission accomplished.
She takes a photo of them.
That's a keeper. It's all right, tough guy. You got them all.
She carries him through the wreckage over an agent still breathing.
Don't worry, Bolt. You saved the day again.
She takes him into a trailer. Actors playing the agents get up and a stagehand lifts a prop car by himself in a corridor in the studios. A film crew enters a viewing room.
Good boy. Airport.
The director watches the day's footage.
Uh-oh.
He studies the final sequence.
Bolt, speak.
They spot something.
Boom mic.
We got a boom mic.
It's a boom mic.
The sound crew cringe.
That's sloppy. The dog could have seen that. He could have seen that.
Who cares if the dog sees a boom mic?
The director turns.
Forgive me for answering a question with a question, but who are you?
Mindy Parker, from the network.
Of course. Let me ask you, Mindy from the network, what do you see here?
The dog?
The dog, she says. Oh, Mindy. Poor, poor Mindy.
Am I missing something?
You're missing everything, Mindy. You see a dog. I see an animal who believes with every fiber of his being, every fiber, that the girl he loves is in mortal danger. I see a depth of emotion on the face of that canine, the likes of which has never been captured on screen before. Never, Mindy from the network! We jump through hoops to make sure that Bolt believes everything is real. It's why we don't miss marks. It's why we don't reshoot. And it's why we most certainly do not let the dog see boom mics.
His shoulders droop.
Because, Mindy from the network, if the dog believes it, the audience believes it.
Wow. Okay. You want reality? Here you go, Chief. The show's too predictable. The girl's in danger, the dog saves her from the creepy English guy, we get it. There's always a happy ending. And our focus groups tell us 18 to 35-year-olds are unhappy. They're not happy with happy. So maybe you should, I don't know, spend a little less time worrying about the dog's method acting and more time figuring out how to stop 20-year-olds in Topeka from changing the channel. Because if you lose so much as half a rating point, so help me, I will fire everyone in this room, starting with you. How's that for real?
The latest photo.
There. Perfect.
It's one of many on the wall.
You saved me again, Bolt. It's okay. It's nothing. No more bad guys. Do you want some food, Bolty? Huh? Are you hungry?
She pours dog biscuits into a bowl, then knocks the jug to the floor.
You got him, Bolt. No one's gonna hurt me. Bolt, look at me. I'm fine, see? Come here, buddy. Come here.
Bolt glares at the door.
Go get it, Bolt. Go get it. Yeah, that one's no fun either. Well, what do we have here? Your old buddy, Mr. Carrot.
Bolt looks keen and puppyish, then glares at the door again. Penny's cell phone rings. Bolt turns to stare at it. Penny reads the display. Bolt sits on the inside step.
Oh, Bolt. You know I have to go.
She joins him and lifts the dog up onto the floor. He snuggles up to her. She puts her arms around him, then kisses his forehead.
My good boy.
His ears are pricked. Penny shuts the door and steps down from the trailer. A white-haired guy peeks round the end of it.
Oh, there she is, my little superstar. Let's get to that Teen Vogue cover shoot.
Mom, I want to take Bolt home this weekend.
Well, I...
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be great. That would. a little girl and her dog. Nothing better than that.
He walks away.
So I can bring Bolt home?
As your friend, I say yes, absolutely. But as your agent, I have to remind you, this is Bolt's world. He has to stay right here. Okay, let's go.
But he never gets to be a real dog. And it would only be for the weekend, and I just
want... Well, you know what? It's a fair question. Let's do this. Let's put a pin in it. Boop, pin in. There you go. Now, let's let that hang there a bit, and then we'll address that when we thought things through. Okay? Good enough, everybody? Smiles all around? Let's get out of here. Come on.
I don't need to think it through. I want to take Bolt home.
Look at this face. I have a little girl at home. Love of my life. I would do anything for her. And I would trade her for you in a heartbeat. True story. That reminds me, we need to be getting over to wardrobe.
But,
let's go.
Penny's agent leads her, her mum, and several others out of the hangar-like studio, and the door slides shut. Two cats remain.
So, the dog thinks this is all real?
Oh, yeah, you're new. Guy never leaves the set. It's unbelievable. Whenever I get the chance, this is the perfect way to unwind.
They leap onto the roof.
I like to start with an evil laugh.
They're by an open hatch.
Hello, hairballs.
You may have won today, Bolt. But in the end, we will get your little penny.
Not likely, Cat, for you've chosen to follow the path of evil. Ultimately, it will destroy you, along with your fiendish puppet master.
Wow. I know, right? Okay, watch this.
She's a goner, dog. The green-eyed man has a plan, and soon he will execute it.
Yeah, and then he will execute her.
Nice.
I would super bark you both back into the hole you crawled out of, but I need you alive, because I've got a little message for you to take back to your green-eyed man. You tell him his old friend Bolt said he better...
Is it long?
Is what long?
The message? Is it a long message? Because... I have a horrible memory.
Yeah, I'll make it brief, all right? You tell him I said I'm
gonna...
You know
what? Why don't we do this? You remember the first half of the message, and then I'll remember the second, and then we can pass it on to the green-eyed man together.
Now, I don't care how the message is translated, all right? Just do it, okay? Tell the green-eyed man that I will not sleep. I will not rest until my penny is safe from his evil clutches. You tell the green-eyed man that frickin'...
Whoa. Way too many words. I was like, what? And then I was like, huh? And then I got a little bored and something about clutches. Anyway, I'll do my best. Ciao.
By the way, huge fan. Love it. Love you. Gotta go. Thank you.
Get back here, you sick, revolting, loathsome little...
The sleek cat and the new furry cat climb into pet carriers.
Dogs.
Cat.
Bolt starts to chase his tail but gives up and settles down on the floor.
I'll never let them get you, Penny.
The interior studio lights are switched off. Bolt and Penny race through a jungle. Bolt doesn't see the film crew keeping up alongside. Penny pops her head up over foliage.
You ready, Bolt?
A shutter opens in the viewing room.
Well, let's widen out camera three. Ready for... Go for... Driver.
A truck drives over an open trapdoor. From the trapdoor, Penny and Bolt are filmed under the truck. A stagehand wipes an agent's helmet.
Thanks, Larry.
Right, Scooter. Frank the Great. Ready on the rubber bars.
A man pulls a lever. Bolt appears to bend trick bars.
And track with them.
They come out of the vent. At a corner...
The Calico supercomputer. If we can access it, we'll finally learn where they're keeping my father.
She gestures to Bolt, who runs off the way they came. Penny then rolls a penny coin round the corner. One of three guards picks it up. Another watches, not noticing Bolt attack the remaining guard behind them. Bolt takes out a second guard.
The weapon's hot.
The stagehand cues a guard.
Heat vision time.
The guard faces Bolt.
Bolt, stare!
Now!
Bolt stares. The gun aimed at him explodes. An agent sits at a console. Bolt's paw appears behind him and chops down on the agent's neck. Penny and Bolt step out.
Nice move.
Penny sits at the console.
Come on.
It goes black, then the roof opens.
Such devotion. It brings tears to my eyes.
Calico.
Your father's discoveries could be of great use to our organization. I'm sure he'll be more accommodating. Now that I've got his lucky penny!
She's captured in a metal box.
World domination is within my grasp!
Bolt starts to leap up to the box, which is hoisted to the roof. He's grabbed by a man in a black padded suit and placed in a pet carrier. The director.
How did your focus groups feel about cliffhangers? You ask for unhappy 18 to 35-year-olds. I give you unhappy 18 to 35-year-olds.
Bolt! It's okay, Bolt! I'm fine!
Whoa! God, stop her!
Hey, Bolt! Hold on.
Listen to him. He needs to know I'm okay.
Nope, you're not okay. You've been kidnapped by the fiendish Dr. Calico. At least that's what the dog needs to think. But just imagine. Close your eyes and imagine how excited he'll be when he saves you tomorrow. Okay?
But he's gonna be freaking out all night. Please, just let me...
Wait a second. What's that behind your ear? Is that a... Yes, it is. It's a pin. Let's do this. Let's take the pin and put it in this conversation. Boop. And we will not take it down, no ma'am, until this matter is resolved.
But I just...
You know what that reminds me of? The DVD release junket. Let's get going. It's a big push.
I want to go with the modern look.
Her agent leads out his entourage.
Give her some air, let's not crowd the talent.
Penny's mother is the last to troop out. The heavily padded man drops the pet carrier in Bolt's trailer and opens the door. Bolt springs out. The cats.
I've been working on my evil laugh. Because everybody has an evil laugh. Like that.
Okay, here's the thing. You're not ready for the evil laugh. You could do a chuckle, like a mildly upset chuckle, after my evil laugh. Listen to mine. Hey, Bolt!
Bolt bounds up the man and out through the open hatch. He races into the console room.
I'm too late.
Bolt,
I'm coming, Penny!
Bolt,
he races out into a corridor.
Hey, hold on, Penny! Hold on!
Bolt, hello!
A film editor is rerunning a sequence. He runs past an open door. He checks back and looks out of a window. He sees Penny's prison on a truck.
Penny!
He leaps at the window. He stuns himself and topples backwards into an open box with polystyrene padding. He sinks below the surface. A young guy comes in and seals the box.
Mom! Here, Mom!
The young guy wheels the box and another onto a global freight van and shuts the back door. The back door is opened in a receiving bay and a man steps on board. He wheels the two boxes into a storeroom and moves away from them. He turns when they start to move. The top box falls off the bottom one. The man slits the bottom one open. Bolt leaps out from the polystyrene, runs up a chute and out of an open window. He races up an alleyway.
Okay, Bolty. Okay, stay cool. You're cool, Bolty.
He sprints into another alley. He spots a man with his back to him.
The green-eyed man.
The man sits on a bench behind a wire fence. Bolt charges forward, head lowered, and leaps at the fence. He bounces back off it, rolls over, shakes himself down, then trots through a hole in the bottom left-hand corner. He executes a karate chop. The man's puzzled. Bolt chops again.
Huh?
Bolt rests his front paws on the back of the bench and stares at the man, who is nothing like Dr. Calico. Bolt sniffs him, then scampers off.
Penny! Penny!
Ahead of him, he sees where work is taking place on the sidewalk. It's cordoned off with hurdle-type barriers. Bolt soars over them. Well, almost. He clambers out of the hole, a cone stuck over his head. Through the hole at the narrow end, he spots a portaloo on a truck.
Target acquired.
The portaloo is similar to the prison Penny was carried off in. Bolt charges off in pursuit. He runs parallel to the road along a wire-fenced car park, then sprints out onto the road in front of the oncoming truck. He steadies himself.
It ends here.
He grits his teeth, lowers his head and shuts his eyes. The truck driver spots Bolt, swerves, and stops. The portaloo falls off, its door opens.
Penny! Penny? They moved her.
He talks to three dogs.
There's no time for formalities, brothers. My person is in danger, and I... Whoa, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to sniff mine first?
What?
Not from around here, are you?
Hey, stop it! What? This is serious!
Hey there, are you lost, sweetie?
Hey, wait!
The girl owner of the three dogs attaches a lead to Bolt's collar. Breaking free, he sprints away from her. Passing a newspaper kiosk, he runs into a pile of papers on the ground. A page floats up and covers his face. Unsighted, Bolt charges into a fence and gets his head stuck between two railings. He glances up at skyscrapers, then struggles to free his head.
Why can't I burn these stupid bars?
Oh, buddy.
A pigeon.
You got your head stuck pretty good, huh, guy? Hey, guys, come here. Check this out. He's got his melon stuck.
Yup. That is one stuck melon.
Bolt tries again.
Hey, buddy, take it easy. Slow down.
I will not take it easy, Pheasant. I'm missing my person.
Hey, buddy, relax. Like this. Turn and pull. Turn and pull. Forget about it. You'll be out in no time.
Bolt's eyes flit from side to side. He looks down at the three pigeons, then turns his head sideways and pulls. He tumbles backwards. The three pigeons join him on the sidewalk. There's a piece of packaging sticking to Bolt.
What are these things? They've weakened me.
Vinny the pigeon pecks at it.
Oh, those are styrofoam packing peanuts.
Styrofoam? This has the green-eyed man written all over it. Have you seen the man with the green eye?
You know, I gotta say something. If I could say something here, you look familiar. Joey, look at this guy's mug.
Yeah. You know, I could have sworn I've seen this guy before.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I never forget a face.
He never does.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Yeah, he's real good with the faces and stuff.
Listen. The man with the green eye. Tell me what you know, birds.
They study Bolt carefully.
I know this dog.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta remember, it's gonna kill me. Hold on.
A huge image of Bolt appears behind him on the side of a bus advertising the TV show.
No, I don't know. I thought I knew.
Hey, you ever hang out down on 14th Street with a stray named Kelvin?
Yeah. Kelvin, the labradoodle.
What?
You gotta give me something here, because this is redonkulous.
Absolutely redonkulous.
Capisce redonkulous. You know what that means?
Ugh, you pigeons are useless. I need someone on the inside, someone close to the green-eyed man. A cat.
Oh, a cat?
Yeah, a cat. When I find him, I'm gonna make that cat wish you were never born.
The three pigeons exchange glances.
I think we know just the cat.
A black and white cat lies on her back, licking her paw. She spots a pigeon.
Right on time, Saul. Come on in.
Saul drops food beside her.
Okay, Saul, nice work. Let's find some mustard next time, okay, babe?
Yes, Mittens. Thank you, Mittens.
To a second pigeon.
Oh, is that an everything bagel, Ted? Attaboy.
Good day, Mittens.
A third pigeon drops a crumb.
Louie! What is this?
It was a slow week. I mean, that's half of what I got.
You hear this, Louie? I'm starving here. And when the old stomach starts talking, it ain't talking to me. It's talking to
the claws.
Not the claws, please.
I'm holding these bad boys back best I can, but thing is, it's not up to me. The stomach's got a direct line to these babies, and I'm picking up a lot of chatter. So I'll talk to the claws. But in exchange, next week, all your food comes to me.
But that's not our deal. I bring you half, you give me protection. That's our deal.
Yeah, well, the deal just expired. Now get lost.
Mark my words, Mittens. One day, someone's gonna stand up to you. Someone's gonna teach you a lesson.
Yeah, I'm really scared now.
You should be.
Okay. Yeah.
Where is she?
Bolt pins Mittens to a bin.
Who?
You know why I'm here. Where is she?
Okay. Look, buddy, I don't know what you're getting at, but...
Come on, Mittens. Just tell the guy where she is. Tell the dog, make him happy.
Yeah, come on, Mittens, tell him.
Joey, Vinny, Bobby, my boys. Would you tell the crazy canine that he's got the wrong cat?
You got her, pal.
That's her.
She's the one.
That is definitely the right cat.
Looks like we're gonna do this the hard way.
Bolt dangles her over a highway bridge.
Hey, Joey, do we go too far on this?
You kidding? This is the best day of my life.
You work for the men in black who work for the man with the green eye. They've taken Penny. Where is she?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is becoming tiresome, Kat. In fact, I feel a yawn coming on.
Hey! Okay, I'll talk. I know where Penny is. Yeah,
they have her. Yes, the men in black and the guy with the blue eyes.
Blue eyes?
Green! Yes, green! The one green eye.
You just can't stop lying, can you, Kat? It's in the genes. It's just gross.
I know. It's disgusting. I disgust myself.
Bolt's tag.
Hollywood. But if you put me down, I'll show you where she is.
A diner with a blue and white awning and the words Waffle World above it. Next to it, a dry cleaner's, then an alley where Mittens, tied to Bolt's lead, is in a dumpster.
You know, I hope you appreciate the risk I'm taking here. Yeah, every bone in my evil cat body is telling me not to betray the trust of the green-eyed man. Okay, this is a top, top secret map of the entire Earth.
A Waffle World map of America.
Now, we're over here, by the green lady with the big torch, and my boss has Penny locked up, right over... Here, by the waffle with the sunglasses. Now, all you need to do is get from here to there. Well, I told you where to find her, so if you'll just untie me, I'll be on my way.
I'll release you, Kat, when we find Penny.
Excuse me? That wasn't the deal. We had a deal.
Your deal just expired.
She said that to me not 10 minutes ago. The irony.
Bolt stands at the entrance to an alley. He sees a removals truck.
Ooh, perfect.
He drags Mittens across the street.
Padlocked.
He stares at the padlock as Mittens tries to break free.
Listen, Cujo, I got some pretty wicked claws under these mitts. Do not, I beg of you, do not make me bring out these bad boys. It gets ugly.
He keeps up his stare.
What are you doing?
Stay back. If I stare at the lock really hard, it'll burst into flames and melt.
Now I'm concerned on a number of levels.
Easy, watch.
I'm good.
Watch it, though.
You got it?
Oh, intruders!
Slow down! You're scraping the fur off my...
He drags Mittens at speed. She slams into a paper stand.
Oh, boy. This thing is heavy.
Hey, put it down. I forgot the keys.
You guys.
I'll be right back.
A large haulier sits on the sofa. He and his friend are waiting to load into the truck. A penny spins towards him.
Oh. Hey, lucky penny.
Thanks. Now move your butt.
Okay.
All right, just
up on your end. I got mine.
You got it?
Bolt and Mittens sneak onto a beam on the underside of the sofa and are lifted into the U-Haul truck. Its rear door is closed and it drives off.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I know that dog. I'm telling you, Joey. You, Bobby, you guys are looking at me like, I don't know. I'm telling you, I know this dog. I seen him somewheres.
Yeah, you'll remember it tonight when you're preening.
Right, that's what'll happen.
The four pigeons fly off the protruding black nose of a huge mural of Bolt, which covers the whole of the side of a skyscraper. The U-Haul truck, with Hollywood painted on its side, crosses a suspension bridge. Back at the studio, Penny's agent crosses to the trailer. Inside, Penny, clutching the latest photo of Bolt, sits with her mum.
I have got some good news!
Really?
Yes, I do. I just booked you on the Tonight Show lead guest. That's right. Then, I mean, which means just absolutely nothing if Bolt is still missing. It's not even good news. Like, whatever, so what? The Tonight Show, who cares? I don't care.
Oh, it's okay, baby.
He must be so scared.
Scared? Well, this is Bolt we're talking about. He's not scared of anything.
I bet Bolt would want you to do The Tonight Show.
Just... Mother and daughter give him a glare.
Maybe not.
Bolt loves you very much, sweetie. And you're here. He couldn't have gone far.
The U-Haul truck passes a sign which reads, Welcome to Ohio, so much to discover. Inside the truck...
If you got superpowers, I guess that would make you, what, like, some kind of super dog?
That information's classified.
Ah, come on. Like, what's your best power? Your go-to move. How about flying? Can you fly?
Don't be silly. I can't fly.
Okay, fine. If you don't have any powers, you don't have any powers. What's it to me?
I have a super bark.
A super bark? Wow, you're kidding me.
Mitten spots a baseball bat.
What exactly does one do with a super bark?
I really can't talk about it. It's classified. So I suggest you pipe down and take me to Penny.
You're awfully attached to this Penny character, huh, Wes?
She's my person.
Oh, please. She's a person. And if you ask me, the only good person is a...
Mitten slips as she tries to hit Bolt with the bat. A box falls on Bolt.
Styrofoam! Tuck and roll!
He opens the rear door.
What?
He leaps out of the back, dragging Mittens, still attached to him by the lead. They tumble down a grassy hillside. Bolt struggles to stand on all fours. When he gets up, he looks at one of his paws.
Ow. What is this red liquid coming from my paw?
It's called blood, hero.
Do I need it?
Yes. So if you want to keep it inside your body where it belongs, you should stop jumping off trucks doing 80 on the interstate!
Yeah, well, normally I'm a tad more indestructible. Must have been the, Oh, styrofoam! That stuff, it weakens me!
Aha!
What are you doing? Put that down!
All right, that's it. I've had it with you. Untie me, Pooch. Or I'm gonna seriously wound you. I'm gonna seriously wound you with this styrofoam.
Are you mad? You don't know the power of styrofoam.
Oh, you bet I'm mad, baby. And I'm about to unleash it. The power of the styrofoam.
Oh, all right, Cat. Okay, you win. I'll untie you.
Bolt looks beyond Mittens.
That's a weird place to put a piano.
Mittens turns. Bolt knocks the styrofoam away and sits on him.
Are we gonna have any more problems, Cat?
No more problems. I'll take you to Penny.
What is that?
What?
That! Okay, you have 2 seconds to tell me what you've implanted in me, Cat. Poison? A parasite? Poison? Oh, no, I just said that, didn't I? See, I'm all discombobulated. I can't think straight.
I don't believe this. You're hungry.
Where is the antidote?
Okay. All right.
Cat and dog come to the summit of a hill.
There's your antidote. Food.
All right, who wants burgers?
A holiday park and a barbecue.
Go on, use the dog face. This is going to be beautiful.
Bolt stares at her.
You know, beg. Do the dog face.
What? The dog face? What does that mean?
Figures I'm tied to the one dog on Earth who doesn't know how to beg. Huh. Okay, if you want the antidote... You're gonna have to do exactly what I say.
Nah, not likely. You're a degenerate creature of darkness.
Yeah, granted. But that said, all I'm asking you to do is just tilt your head a little. You could do that, can't you? Come on. More.
This is stupid.
No, come on, work with me on this, please. You're almost there.
Oh, boy.
Okay, try it the other way. There you go. Tilt up. Down. Now a little smile. Lose the smile. Drop your left ear. Your other left. Okay, the other way was better. Now drop them both. Hold it. Right there. And ever so slightly, look up. Soup is on, baby!
A couple are about to eat. The man goes to the door of their motorhome. Bolt, prompted by the cat, flops his ears and tilts his head.
Oh.
Oh, Here you go.
Half a hot dog.
Yes!
Mittens joins him by the food outside another door.
Oh, look at him, little guy.
Oh.
He rolls over. Mittens is at a door.
Beat it, stupid cat!
Bolt prances on his hind legs and begs with success. They pass a plastic pink flamingo beside a motorhome.
I want to know what really happened. And why does that matter to you?
Because I'm involved.
With Rich?
With James.
If you and James were romantic, I want to know about it.
What? So you can...
Come on down!
In the motorhome, some very happy, tubby hamsters. One sits in a clear plastic ball rocking back and forth on the TV handset.
It really does help, and it really releases the serotonin, and...
Hey, man, this time I'm going to do it my way.
Ooh!
A chubby woman opens the door.
Well, hello, puppy. Did you come for some of Grandma's butterbean dumplings? Mm-mm-mm. You wait right there.
The hamster in the ball rolls over to the window and sees Bolt. Mittens to Bolt.
Look at you. You are quite the little actor, huh? I haven't eaten like this in ages. Hey, look, my stomach's distended. How great is that?
Yeah, well, don't get used to it. We gotta keep moving.
But this place is a gold mine. What's wrong with you? Every week, new RVs bring us new suckers who bring us new food. Look around. It's perfect.
They see the hamster in its ball on a picnic table.
Do my eyes deceive me? Is this some apparition I see before me? Or could it be my hero?
Oh, my gosh!
You're Bolt the Super Dog! You're fully awesome!
Wait a minute. You know this dog?
Oh, I do. He is fully awesome.
Yeah. We've established that. Who are you?
I'm Rhino.
Rhino the hamster.
Well, you know, my ancestry isn't all hamster. I'm 1/16th wolf with a little wolverine in there somewhere, but that's besides the point. We have before us a legend, Bolt the Super Dog. He can outrun speeding missiles and burn through solid metal with his heat vision. Oh, and best of all, he can obliterate large structures with his super bark.
Wait a minute. You've seen the super bark.
Have you been observing me? Oh, yeah. I watch you all the time.
That's incredible.
Oh, it's nothing, really.
But I'm always so vigilant. No one can evade my detection. You're a phantom.
If you say so. Oh, hey, check it out.
A mark on his side.
Take a gander at this bolt action. Scary, huh? It's like we're twins.
Yeah. Scary.
So... where's Penny?
She was kidnapped by the green-eyed man.
Kidnapped? This is terrible! She could be in great...
grave danger, I know. But I've captured this cat.
An agent of the green-eyed man, I presume?
Oh, you presume correctly. She's taking me to Penny.
You are vile vermin! How do you sleep at night? Penny's the most wonderful person ever. And she loves Bolt. And he's awesome. And you're a monster. How dare you disrupt their relationship with your evil? Die!
Whoa.
Die! I can take her, Baldy. Let me out of here. Die!
Easy, Rhino. Easy.
You're right. We need her alive.
We?
Yes. Bolt, I can be a valuable addition to your team.
I'm listening.
I'm lightning quick. I have razor-sharp reflexes. Whoa! And I'm a master of stealth. Plus, I'll keep the cat in check.
The road will be rough.
I have a ball.
There's no turning back.
Guess I'll have to roll with the punches.
Easy won't be part of the equation.
Promise.
Gotta warn you, going into the belly of the beast, danger at every turn.
I eat danger for breakfast.
You hungry?
Starving!
Welcome aboard!
Hey, can we talk for a second? I don't know what's going on here, but I'm just a little bit concerned about the number of lunatics on this trip. My limit is one.
He's coming with us.
But I...
Hey! Move it, prisoner! We're losing daylight!
I agree. Now, we need to find a fast set of wheels.
Oh, I've got a better idea.
Follow me.
Ta-ra, 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 ta-ra.
He rolls away. A goods train rattles under a high bridge. A banner on the parapet reads, Homecoming Weekend.
Okay, so what we do here is we give the target a quick flyover. We adjust the trajectory and then land dead center. Am I missing anything, Rhino?
Just the knowledge that every minute spent in your company becomes the new greatest minute of my life.
No! Forget it! How do you say no way I'm doing this and crazy?
Calm down, Cat. You're with me.
That's the problem!
Ah! Oh, would you relax? Every time you did this on the magic box, it was awesome!
Bolt's untying the banner. Mittens has a bucket on her head.
Magic what?
You know, the magic box people stare at.
Wait, does this magic box have movie pictures on it?
Yeah, and Bolt's pictures are the best.
Bolt's pictures? Of course! He's from a...
Oh, no, wait, Bolt, stop!
Let it begin!
Wait! You are not a superhero!
Bolt has the banner rope in his mouth. He leaps from the parapet with Rhino in his hands and Mittens on his head.
What are you doing?
They swing out over the train, then drop onto its roof. Mittens hangs over the back and clings to a ladder. Rhino's ball bounces perilously close to the edge and he rolls himself away from the drop. Bolt struggles to his feet.
Mittens! Mittens, take my paw! I need you alive!
You're crazy! Stay away from me!
Take my paw! I'll save you!
No, you won't! You're not really a...
Bolt treads on the bar, supporting the ladder Mittens is on, and it drops like a drawbridge, hauling Cat and Dog with it. Mittens, still attached to Bolt, runs up the ladder onto the rear platform of the train and sees the metal bolt holding the ladder is coming loose. She puts her front paws on it.
Bolt!
Rhino sees Bolt out on the ladder, then Mittens.
Saboteur!
He thumps down beside her.
Ouch, you moron! Stop it! I'm trying to help him!
Help him? Yeah, right. Don't worry, Bolt!
I'll stop her!
The second metal bolt holding the ladder starts to unwind. Mittens kicks Rhino away and runs to the metal bolt. The first one comes loose and the ladder swings round 90 degrees.
I can't hold it!
The train approaches a trackside pylon.
Let go, you monster!
Bolt!
Bolt's lead is caught. He pulls again and frees it. His momentum carries him backwards, and he, Mittens, and Rhino fall off the other side of the train and down a lush green hillside. A dustbin lid rests against Rhino's hamster ball. He rolls away to join Bolt, who's splatted against the trunk of a tree, head down. Bolt eases himself to his feet.
Ow!
Mittens lies on a branch.
The real world hurts, doesn't it? But you wouldn't know about that, would you?
Get down here, Cat. We don't have time for this.
I'll get a ladder.
Look, genius, you're part of a TV show. You know what that is, television? It's entertainment for people. It's fake. Nothing you think is real is real.
That's preposterous.
Think about it, Bolt. Since you got lost, none of your powers are working, are they? For the first time, you're hungry, you're bleeding. I mean, do you really think that you were born with a birthmark in the exact shape of a lightning bolt?
It's my mark of power, Cat.
It's the mark of a makeup artist, dog.
You're ridiculous. Now get down here.
Mittens twists the lead round a stump.
No.
Mittens, so help me, I will super bark you out of that tree.
Yeah, go nuts. Let's see how that works out for you.
You leave me no choice.
Bolt plants his left front paw on the ground and his right rear paw.
Super bark. Scary, scary. Yeah, that's really, really super.
It's not true. It's just not true.
Wow. That one felt really super. Wait. No, it didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get the idea. You can stop now. That's enough. Seriously, dog, stop. I'm not kidding. Would you stop?
Mittens stares as a vehicle draws up nearby.
Okay, fine. You're a super dog. Bolt, be quiet, please. Bolt, we gotta run. Bolt!
Come here.
An animal control officer snares Bolt and Mittens and tosses them into adjoining metal cages in his truck, then drives off. Rhino pushes a ladder along the ground. He stops when he sees the truck drive away from him. He rolls off the ladder and down the street after the truck. In California, Penny and her mother print out lost dog posters with the dog's photograph and name on them. Penny's agent comes into the room with a young man who holds a pet carrier.
Look who we found, young lady. It's Bolt. They found him.
Bolt!
That's right, identity puppy dog.
The dog bounds over to Penny. The young man presses a clicker and the dog sits. Penny stares.
That is not Bolt.
Well, that depends on how you look at it. You know, when I was little, I wanted a bicycle for my birthday, but my parents got me a baseball glove. So, you know what I did? I pretended that baseball glove was a bicycle. And I rode it to school every day. True story.
It's not him.
I think it's him. I do.
Thank you. Look, kid, it's time we were honest with you. If we don't get back into production, people are going to lose their jobs. Good people, with families.
But Bolt's still out there.
Now we feel for you. And the last thing we want to do is ask a little girl to make a grown-up decision. But it's come to that. We need you to move on. We need you to let Bolt go.
Mindy from the network rests her hand on Penny's shoulder. Penny turns to gaze at the Bolt lookalike who's panting and wagging his tail. Penny's hand reaches out to press a button. She switches off the photocopier printing the posters. Lloyd, the animal control officer, is in his truck when he sees his fuel gauge warning signal flash. Bolt is pushing his cage door.
Must be made of styrofoam.
No, please, it can't end like this.
Stop worrying, Cat. I'll get us out of here.
You can't, Bolt, you got nothing. No super strength, no super bark. And no heat vision. Listen to me, okay? We are being taken to a place where humans go animal shopping, all right? And this is what humans do. They always pick the cute ones, the ones that look like you, Bolt. But the rest of us never come back out.
I said I'll get us out of here, all right?
Bolt steps back, then headbutts the door. It buckles slightly. He's crumpled up by the door.
My hero.
Mittens sits glumly in the metal cage next to Bolt's. It's dark as the truck pulls into the forecourt of a petrol station. Rhino rolls up behind the truck.
Ring, ring. Who is it? Destiny? I've been expecting your call.
The hamster with the lightning bolt birthmark twists off the lid of his ball and tentatively puts a foot down on the ground. Hearing a noise, Lloyd filling the tank looks up as Rhino scuttles under the truck. The hamster jumps onto the bumper, then stands in front of a headlight which is still on. His shadow is thrown large onto a building. He moves away before Lloyd can see it. He scurries across the roof as Bolt headbutts the cage door again.
Ow!
Oh, would you give it up already? You're liquefying whatever brains you have left.
I cannot be contained in any container! You quitter! Watch this!
He steadies himself and charges just as Rhino crawls down the now moving truck and pulls open the cage door. Bolt crashes out and rolls down a hillside.
I did it! I'm back! Woo! That styrofoam is wicked stuff.
Fully awesome! There's no truck that I know that can keep him bolted in Rhino.
Rhino? What are you doing here?
Oh, nothing. I was enjoying an evening stroll and thought I'd just pop the hatch on that containment unit.
You opened the door?
Yes, I did. Yoink!
Well, that's great, Rhino. Yeah, that's really good.
All right. Let's go get the prisoner back.
Rhino scampers off. Bolt hangs his head low and starts to trudge wearily after the happy hamster. Bolt's coat is wet where he splashed through a puddle. He touches his lightning mark, then looks at his paws. They're black.
I can't do it.
What?
Rhino scurries back.
What did you say?
I can't.
What? Who are you?
Rhino, You just don't
know. You are fooled!
But I'm not.
Who single-handedly destroyed the green-eyed man's undersea labs?
Me, but...
And who foiled his plan to infiltrate the Olympics with gymnastics cyborgs? Who, Bolt? Who? Who?
Me, but none of them...
You! You can, Bolt, because all over this planet, there are animals who feel like they can't. Like a little hamster who once spent his days in an RV park, dreaming of the day when he, too, would save a little girl from danger and be told, "You did it. You did it, Rhino. You saved the day." They need a hero, Bolt. Someone who, no matter what the odds, will do what's right. They need a hero to tell them that sometimes the impossible can become possible if you're awesome!
Well, you're right about one thing, Rhino. Mittens does need a hero. And I guess I'll have to do.
Such modesty! Now, who's going to save that cat?
Me.
Who? Tell me who!
Me.
I'll get my ball.
A sign in the shape of a bone reads Elmwood County Animal Shelter. The intrepid duo, Rhino, back in his ball, and Bolt are on a nearby path.
Over there.
Rhino has to reverse to follow Bolt to the brow of a hill.
There it is.
A light shines out from the entrance. Rhino's breath steams up the ball.
This will be just like the time you infiltrated Calico's Arctic Hover Base!
It's not going to be exactly like that, Rhino. We're going to have to do things a little differently.
Rhino wipes eye holes.
Oh, stealth mode.
He wipes a smile on the ball. Lloyd heads for the entrance.
Good night, Esther.
Good night, Lloyd.
Lloyd walks out of the automatic glass doors. They open and close again. Esther glances up.
Lloyd?
She's a frumpy woman with a round face and glasses.
Lloyd Spoon, you jump out and scare me and I'm gonna pepper spray you again.
She lowers her seat. She's a very small woman.
I swear it's like I work with toddlers.
She waddles away from the reception desk, not spotting Bolt and Rhino.
Threat nullified.
Bolt runs and turns a corner, followed by Rhino.
I feel alive!
Bolt pads across to an open door and looks in.
There's a guard.
I'll snap his neck.
We need to get him away from that door.
Oh.
Bolt glances at a drawing of a dog and at the cages behind an opening beside it. Rhino rolls in and stops at a cage.
Bolt?
Rhino rolls round the area.
I'm just pipe down!
The animal shelter worker tosses down his magazine and heads for the commotion. Bolt pushes open a door with a drawing of a cat on it and sprints into the cat area. He passes a moping Mittens, then turns back.
Mittens?
Bolt? What are you doing here?
I'm busting you out.
You came all the way back here? For me?
Yeah.
But how'd you... I mean, you don't have any superpowers.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy day for you, huh?
It's been a lot. Yes, it has. Are you ready for this?
No.
Me neither.
He undoes the bolt with his teeth, and they run.
Hey, what is twisting your giblets? Hey, where'd you get that hamster? Give it. Hey, wait!
Initiating escape!
Rhino in the ball is in a slobbery dog's mouth. He spins at speed and rolls out of the doghouse.
Hey! Lock the door!
Super Bark! Big Lloyd blocks their escape. Mittens and Bolt stop, but the approaching animal shelter worker slips and volleys Rhino over their heads into Lloyd. Rhino rebounds onto a helium canister, which in turn zooms out of the door, knocking over the bone sign. It crashes onto Esther's truck, hence the explosion. The intrepid trio race out of the animal shelter. Esther sees the flames.
Sister Frances, what did you do to my new truck?
You hold on right there!
She pepper sprays the worker.
Dolly, Esther!
Both you boys need serious help.
Spicy eyes!
Bolt leads the way onto a roadside.
We need a ride.
Ooh, I've got a big one.
You're welcome.
A prefabricated house is being transported on a large truck with a platform trailer. The truck passes the three, who race after it. Mittens leaps on board, as does Bolt, with Rhino's ball in his teeth.
I can't believe in my whole life I've wanted to see a real-life super bark. You are legendary.
As Rhino rolls away, Mittens turns to Bolt, who lowers his head, rolls his eyes, and sits back on his haunches. Mittens blinks and stares at Bolt.
Mittens, if I don't chase bad guys, then what am I? I mean, what?
Don't worry about it. Being a regular dog is like the greatest gig in the world, okay? Look, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, okay? A little known cat secret. You know why we hate dogs? Because we want to be dogs. We have dog complexes.
But what do dogs do?
Slobber, sleep, chase tails, chew shoes. You don't exactly need a master's degree. You know, most dogs live in a place like this. And, well, I don't know, they do things like...
Out of this?
A toilet.
But...
And this is your dog bowl.
What is?
This! The entire floor! It hits the ground, it goes to the hound. How cool is that?
A fireplace.
Ah, and on cold nights, this and a ball of yarn? Oh, it doesn't get better than that.
You seem to know a lot about these places.
Yeah, I did my time in one of these, but I'm more of an alley cat at heart, you know? Sprung out first chance I got. Never look back.
Through air vents.
Rhino is awesome. He's so awesome.
He's beyond awesome. He's be-awesome. I am be-awesome.
Bolt sniffs an air vent.
I think it's about time I introduced you to the regular dog, piece de resistance.
Mittens opens a window.
Go ahead, stick your head out.
Why?
Just do it.
He does. The wind buffets his face.
Whoa! This is awesome!
And stick your tongue out.
This is totally awesome! Why did you try it?
No thanks. It's really a dog thing.
The house on the trailer is driven off the highway, and the truck stops at a Waffle World.
I have got so much to give.
Mittens tosses a stick for Bolt to fetch. He doesn't. Rhino whips a table mat from under a diner's plate and steals a chip. Mittens waves the stick in front of Bolt.
This one feels brand new.
Mittens pretends to throw the stick and Bolt runs off as Rhino scuttles over with the map. Back in the house, Rhino's in his ball, being used by Mittens and Bolt for a game of fetch. A cartoon truck heads north on the Waffle World map of America as paw prints go west. Having leapt onto a truck filled with earth, Bolt buries a bone. The journey through Missouri and into Kansas is plotted on the Waffle World map. The trio study the map as they sit on a statue's pedestal, then cross a bridge. They play with a water sprinkler in the garden. Bolt spots a boy playing the stick game with his dog. The trio sit on a railway wagon and watch the countryside go by. Bolt covers Mittens' eyes, then takes his paw away to reveal a ball of yarn.
But I sure can feel blue. I have been a lot of things. They may not all be true. My experience was so mysterious.
In a play park, Bolt is confused by the arrival of a puppy. Mittens shows him what to do and he chases the pup. They're in a kayak on the roof of a truck as it passes another. Rhino waves to the startled passenger who waves back.
But I'm barking at the moon.
They They leave the truck when it deviates from their route, then they plod through snow. Sitting on another vehicle in the rain, Mittens looks at the fading emblem on Bolt's side, then at his broad smile. They head for a city. They pass through the streets of Las Vegas, their eyes fixed on its illuminations. Bananas, strawberries, donuts and chips are chucked into the garbage. Three hungry faces pop up by the dumpster. Fountains in front of the magnificent Bellagio Hotel and fireworks above it. Morning. Bolt and Rhino are asleep. Mittens approaches them.
Hey, hey, Bolt, wake up. Come on. I've got a surprise for you. Okay, okay, no peeking. All right, now. Open them.
Two boxes on their sides.
Bask in the glow, baby. Just let me give you the grand tour, okay? This one's mine, and this one is all yours.
Oh, Mittens, I...
I found this really soft pillow thing for you. And get this, I found some styrofoam, and I stuffed it inside, which I thought was both kind of creative and ironic. You know what I mean?
Mittens, I don't think
check it out. Total privacy and completely soundproof.
Yeah, well, I don't think
I lied, it's not soundproof. But, you know...
Mittens, I can't stay here.
Mittens lifts the lid she used as a flap.
What?
We're one waffle away from Penny.
You still going back to her?
Mittens, she's my person.
Mittens drags him to a billboard.
Ow, 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 ow. Ear.
It's a Bolt advert.
Look at me, Bolt. I'm real. Now, how about this, huh? Is that real? Does this look real to you? Or that? Is that real? Or that? How about that, Bolt? She's an actress. She's just pretending.
Not Penny.
There is no Penny. She's fake.
No, you're wrong. She loves me.
No, Bolt. That's what they do, okay? They act like they love you. They act like they'll be there forever. And then one day they'll pack up all their stuff and move away and take their love with them and leave their declawed cat behind to fend for herself.
Bolt stares as Mittens lowers her head and closes her eyes.
They leave her, wondering what she did wrong.
I'm sorry, Mittens, but Penny is different.
Mittens glares at him.
Then go.
Mittens,
get out of here, Bolt! I never should have taken pity on you.
Aw, Mittens.
Just get out of here, Bolt!
She turns her back on him. He pads down the hillock he's standing on, his head lowered. Bolt turns to the black and white cat.
You take care, Mittens.
She turns her head away and only looks round once he's gone. Bolt trudges across the arid ground. Nearby, a sign reads, "Drive carefully. Come back soon." Bolt stops and looks back, then slowly moves on. The lightning bolt on his coat, now very faint. At a petrol station, Bolt leaps onto an armchair which sits in a small trailer being pulled by a pickup. He settles down as the pickup truck moves off. Mittens sits with a trash can lid of food in front of her. She pushes it away.
That meat lover's pizza is not loving me back at all.
Rhino rolls up.
Hey there, Rhino.
Morning, Cat.
Where's Bolt?
He's gone.
Bolt left?
Yeah, but he instructed me to tell you that he had to face the green-eyed man alone.
Rhino looks puzzled for a moment, then about turns and rolls away.
Whoa, where are you going?
To Bolt!
But he doesn't need us anymore.
Oh, trust me, I've seen it a million times before. In the cold, dark night before the battle, when the steely fangs of evil are sharpened and poised to strike, the hero must go and face his greatest challenge alone.
But if Bolt's taught me anything, it's that you never abandon a friend in a time of need.
When your teammate's in trouble, you go. Whether they ask or not, you go. Not knowing if you're coming back dead or alive.
He went the other way.
You go! Knowing how deep the shrapnel's going to pierce your hide, you go.
Mittens is left on her own beside her lid of unwanted food. Bolt's lone journey continues as he sits on the armchair, the pickup moving ever closer to Los Angeles, its skyscrapers visible from the truck. The driver stops in a lay-by and Bolt jumps down. Up on a hill to his right is the giant Hollywood sign. His eyes flit from that to the city.
Penny.
A pigeon.
No way. Wow, Bolts. I'm a really big fan of yours, brother. I'm Blake. This is my writing partner, Tom. Tom, say what's up.
What's up?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, and this is our personal assistant, Billy, who was supposed to wait up on the wire.
Bolt, I've admired you for such a long time, and there's something I've always wanted to tell you if I ever got a chance to meet you, and now
okay,
it's...
Billy, that was horrifying, what you just did. Why don't you make yourself useful? Go get me some breadcrumbs, whole grain, go. Whole wheat is not the same thing as whole grain, Billy.
Not the same, Billy.
Do not come at me with whole wheat.
Or pumpernickel, Billy.
Okay, guys, but I really gotta get
going. I know you're a busy dog, but if you've got a second, we'd love to pitch you an idea for your show. Tom's better at pitching. I'll let him take it from here. Tommy's got the spotlight.
Tommy gulps.
Wait for it.
Aliens.
Oh, snap.
Aliens?
Audiences love aliens.
Holler back.
It'll be huge, man. Huge.
You can't touch us.
I love it. But I'll tell you what. If you guys can help me find Penny, that girl from the television show, well, I'd love to hear more about this aliens idea, but on the way.
We got a nibble.
Don't freak out. This is how you blew it with Nemo.
We open exterior outer space plane. A fiery copy of Penny. I'm eating squid.
Bolt scampers down the hill and through the city streets following the flying pigeons. He stops by a two-arched facade. The sign above the arch reads Sovereign Entertainment.
And as the tractor beam is pulling Penny towards the alien mothership, we fade to black.
And we have a great pop song for the end credits.
Talk to your people. We're ready to move on this.
He's so on board.
In front of Bolt, inside the studio grounds, is a tall water tower. On it, a picture of Penny and Bolt. Rhino reaches the lay-by.
There it is!
Mittens strolls up beside him and leans on a fence.
The most terrifying place on Earth.
Bolt wanders through the studio grounds, past tall lamps, high canvas chairs, and a trailer. A huge poster shows Bolt running from missiles. At the bottom it reads, Thursdays, 8 p.m. The others sneak in.
At long last, we've arrived at the belly of the beast. The lair of the green-eyed man.
Rhino, hold up!
Mittens chases the hamster.
Hold up!
What's the problem? I'm pumped.
Listen, this may be really hard for you to understand, but you see, sometimes things aren't what they seem to be. I mean, sometimes you think something's really real and it's not, and sometimes...
All of my training has prepared me for this moment.
Oh, this is complicated.
Die!
He attacks an actor dressed as a villain.
Prepare yourself, foul man-beast, or I will beat your pancreas with your spleen, and then I will rip your liver out of your...
Oh, you're so cute with your little whiskers. Oh, I had a hamster just like you when I was a kid.
Mittens sees the actor pick up the ball. Behind her, a helicopter on a truck passes. She follows it. Bolt passes an open door, then comes back. He bounds into his studio and scampers over to his trailer. The doors open. Inside, he gazes intensely at the photos of brown-eyed Penny and himself. Then, eyes fixed on them, he pads across the floor. He plays with the squeaky carrot.
Bolt! You're okay! Oh, you came back!
Bolt is in the shadows, carrot in mouth. He sprints towards Penny, who races forward. Before he emerges into the light...
Oh, Bolt, I thought I lost you.
The new Bolt is petted by Penny. Bolt stands stock still in the shadows. The new Bolt sits with his ears pricked and his tail wagging. Bolt stares wide-eyed at the pair.
You're my good boy.
Bolt lowers his head, closes his eyes in a long blink, then opens them again. He starts to walk slowly backwards, further into the shadows. Bolt skulks towards the studio door, leaving behind him on the floor his squeaky carrot. The new Bolt runs to his trainer.
Okay, people, let's move it to stage 7 and do it for real.
Penny's mother steps up behind her and strokes her daughter's hair. Penny stands and rests her head against her mother.
I miss him.
I know, honey. I do too.
They walk away, unaware of Mittens sitting on a rafter. Bolt, his head drooping, walks out of the studios. On the set...
Okay, hold still for me, sweetie.
A rope is tied around Penny's shoulders, arms and chest, and one end of it is hauled up. Bolt still plods along the sidewalk. On the set...
15, take one. Mark.
And action.
The lights go up on Penny's dad, who's bound to a chair at his wrists. Behind him, elevator doors open. Dr. Calico and the cats step out.
Ah, Professor. I'd like to thank you for granting us access to that labyrinthian mind of yours.
You know I'd never do such a thing.
Unless it was the only way to save your little girl's life.
Penny!
Daddy! Bolt! Here, Bolt!
Your dog is nowhere near...
The new Bolt bursts in.
Get that dog!
The electricity flashing from Calico's men's gloves frightens the new Bolt.
Go, go, go. It's okay, boy. Come here.
He slips off a walkway and knocks over oil lamps which start a fire on the soundstage.
Fire! 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 There's fire!
The real Bolt tramps slowly towards a street corner, his head still low.
Hey, Wags!
He pricks up his ears.
Mittens? What are you doing here?
Long story short, I was tied to a delusional dog and dragged across the country. But that is not important now. The real question is, what are you doing here? And why aren't you in there?
You were right about her, Mittens. She, well, it wasn't real.
No, Bolt. It is real. I was in there just now. I saw her face after you left. She's broken-hearted. She doesn't want just any dog. She loves you. She's your person, Bolt. And you are her dog.
Bolt stares at her, frowns, then tilts his head to one side.
Bolt, you're just gonna have to trust me on this.
Be quiet.
No, you need to hear this.
No, seriously, be quiet.
His ears are erect.
What is it?
She's still strung up in a harness. Seeing a safety mat below her, she releases the catch. She climbs off the safety mat and runs from the flames engulfing the studio. As fire crews arrive, the actor holding Rhino turns.
Oh my gosh, the stage!
Yeah, you better run.
Bolt and Mittens sprint past Rhino.
I'm on your 6.
What do we do?
Just make sure I get inside that building.
Bolt collides with Penny's agent, tripping him.
Bolt?
Actors and stage crew are helped out.
Is anyone still in there?
I don't know.
A piece of metal drops.
Coming through.
Rhino wedges his ball under the metal.
It's a good day to die!
Not on my watch, rodent.
She hauls Rhino from the ball. Bolt sprints inside. The metal falls, crushing the Perspex ball. Mittens and Rhino gaze at the metal. Bolt's inside and okay. Timbers crash down onto the blazing inferno. Bolt moves away from the flames, Penny's unharmed. She leans against a wall for support. Hearing her, Bolt stands on high. Penny turns to see him.
Bolt!
He jumps from the walkway he was on and sprints through fallen beams to her as she runs towards him. She wraps her arms around him.
I knew you'd come back.
A helicopter above them starts to drop. The explosions cause part of the set to collapse. Penny is knocked to the ground. She spots a length of rope on the floor beside her.
Bolt! Zoom, zoom!
With one end of the rope in his mouth, Bolt races through the burning building with Penny holding the other end, running as he pulls her along. Penny slows down and collapses. Bolt goes to her, then his wide eyes dart around. He spies an air vent. He pulls her along to the vent, opens it, and clambers inside. He turns back for Penny, but she lies on the floor, eyes closed.
Bolt. Bolt, just go on out. Go. It'll be okay.
Bolt pushes his head under her arm and nuzzles against her.
You're my good boy. I love you.
The two of them lie on the floor beside the vent. Outside, dark grey smoke billows from the building. Penny's mother is frantic.
Have you seen my daughter? Has anyone seen my baby?
Inside, Bolt pricks up his ears, his coat grubby. He stares at the vent. He hears the echo. The vent amplifies his bark. Bolt gets to his feet and plants his left front paw firmly on the floor. He sets himself in super bark position. The bark's audible outside.
Shh! Quiet! Everyone be quiet!
Everyone still, they all stare at the building. They hear it clearly. Rhino.
It's the super bark!
It's coming from over there!
The fire crew rush towards the air vent. Bolt barks one last time, then collapses beside Penny. Daylight illuminates them.
Over here! We found them! They're here! We found them!
Penny, an oxygen mask over her face, is wheeled outside.
All right, we got an RT coming through, people! Make a hole!
For your own
Penny looks around anxiously and sees Bolt, eyes closed in a fireman's arms. His tail wags.
Bolt. Sweetie!
You're okay. Oh, you gotta be okay. You're gonna be just fine.
She's stable, but we're gonna take her to the hospital, just to be safe.
Mittens and Rhino are hiding under the gurney on which Penny is being wheeled. The fireman lays Bolt down on Penny, and they're all lifted onto the ambulance.
Oh, I'm so sorry this happened.
I can't imagine what you must be feeling. No mother should ever have to go through something like this, but I promise you, we're going to make this work for us. I'm talking cover stories, production deals, executive producer credit. This is so great!
He's not flying.
We quit.
No, no, wait. Let's not make any rash decisions. let's put a pin in it.
Penny's mum slams the ambulance door on the agent. A heart rate monitor in a hospital. Drips at the bedside. Penny's face is completely swathed in a bandage.
I'm afraid your injuries were more severe than we had previously thought, my dear. We had to completely reconstruct your face.
A doctor unwinds the bandage.
Have a look.
It's a new green-eyed Penny.
At least Calico won't be able to recognize me.
Calico picks up a syringe.
Calico!
He's about to use the syringe when laser beams hit it. He turns as the new Bolt bursts through a window. He blasts a hole in the wall. The new Bolt and Penny leap out through it. They're trapped in a beam of light and lifted up into the air. Calico sees them pulled into a flying saucer spaceship. The group of spaceships clustered together zoom off. Calico rips off the surgical mask he was wearing.
Aliens.
The television is switched off by a disgruntled-looking rhino.
That is totally unrealistic.
Absolutely redonkulous.
You could say that again. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, over. Yeah, that's the spot.
Penny's mum strokes Mittens. The squeaky carrot is thrown at Bolt. He plays with it and lies on his back.
Hey, silly doggy.
He sees her upside down as he did that first day in the rescue center. Penny takes a photo.
That's a keeper. You want to go play outside? Huh? You want to go play outside? Let's go.
They run outside, leaving Rhino and Mittens on the sofa with Penny's mum. In the garden, they race past three pigeons sitting on the porch fence.
Does that dog look familiar?
Nope. I never seen him before in my life.
The pigeons take off and circle the house, which is surrounded by grass and trees.
There's no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you.
The photograph Penny took shows her with Bolt, Mittens and Rhino in his new Perspex ball. ITFC audio description by James O'Hara was voiced by Helen Vasey. The end credits appear over animated cartoons of Penny and Bolt at play. Directed by Chris Williams, Byron Howard. Penny cycles along a country lane with Bolt running beside her. She creates a hand puppet show for the three animals. Penny plays the trumpet, Mittens the piano and Bolt howls. The door opens and in comes Rhino on a drum kit. Girl and dog are in a field of sunflowers. Halloween, and a neighbour fills their pumpkin with sweets. Rhino pops up inside the pumpkin. They stand on the porch smiling as they enjoy the falling rain, then cower as lightning flashes. They all lounge on the floor, reading. The animals help Penny decorate a Christmas tree. Rhino plugs in the lights. As snow falls, they toboggan down the side of a hill. His tail wagging, Bolt waits on the sidewalk as a school bus draws up, and Penny jumps off. They dash off. She stands on a lawn with a rolled-up umbrella. She opens the brolly as Bolt scampers past her with a water hose, spraying the grass. Penny, Mittens and Bolt settle down on her bed. Rhino on the bedside table switches off the light. Mum watches Rhino performing a trick on a picnic. Penny and Bolt sit on a hilltop. She hugs him and he wags his tail. Rhino sits in a Perspex bubble and watches hamsters walk and slide down a series of tubes. Produced by Clark Spencer. Executive produced by John Lasseter. Screenplay by Dan Fogelman and Chris Williams. Original score composed by John Powell. Associate Producer, Mackel Wigert. Editor, Tim Mertens. Visual Effects Supervisor, John Murrah. Art Director, Paul Felix. Cast. Bolt, John Travolta. Penny, Miley Cyrus. Mittens, Susie Essman. Rhino, Mark Walton. Dr. Calico, Malcolm McDowell. The Director, James Lipton. The Agent, Greg German. Veteran Cat, Diedrich Bader. Blake, Nick Swardson. Tom, J.P. Manu. Billy, Dan Fogelman. Mindy, Kari Volgren. Young Penny, Chloe Moritz. Thug, Randy Savage. Dr. Forrester, Ron Moss. Penny's Mom, Gray DeLille. Penny's TV Dad, Sean Donnellan. Vinny, Lino DiSalvo. Joey, Todd Cummings. Bobby, Tim Mertens. Esther, Kelly Hoover. Martin, Brian Stepanek. Lloyd, Jeff Bennett. Louis, Darren Norris. Saul, John DiMaggio. Assistant Director, Jenny Lewis. Music, Barking at the Moon, written and performed by Jenny Lewis, produced by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, with Jenny Lewis and Jonathan Rice. Recorded and mixed by Jason Lader. I Thought I Lost You, written by Miley Cyrus and Jeffrey Steele, performed by Miley Cyrus and John Travolta, produced by Scott Cutler and Anne Previn. Mixed by Trina Shoemaker. Music editors Tom Carlson, Earl Ghaffari. Additional arranging, MIDI orchestration and programming, James McKee Smith, Paul Mouncey, John Ashton Thomas. Orchestra conducted by Peter Anthony. Music production director Andrew Page. Score contracted by Gina Zimitti. Songs contracted by Reggie Wilson. Score performed by the Hollywood Studio Orchestra. Concertmaster Bruce Dukoff. Guitar George Dering. Hand percussion Michael Fisher. Jenny Lewis appears courtesy of Warner Brothers Records. Miley Cyrus appears courtesy of Hollywood Records. Dogface Boy, written by Michael Burston, Philip Campbell, Mikhail Belaoglu and Ian Kilmister, performed by Motorhead, courtesy of Sanctuary Records, under license from Universal Music Enterprises and courtesy of SPV America, by arrangement with Singerman Entertainment. To the staff of Walt Disney Animation Studios, we could not have done it without you. New York Post, courtesy of NYP Holdings, Inc. The New Yorker, courtesy of Condé Nast Publications. The Bold and the Beautiful, courtesy of Bell Philip Television Productions, Inc. The Price is Right and Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, courtesy of Fremantle Media North America. Gilligan's Island, courtesy of Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. and Turner Entertainment Company. The A-Team, courtesy of Stephen J. Cannell Productions, copyright 1986. Courtesy of Universal Studios Licensing, LLP. Copyright 2008 Disney Enterprises, Inc., all rights reserved. For the purposes of United Kingdom copyright, Disney Enterprises, Inc. was the owner of copyright in this film immediately after it was made. Original soundtrack available on Walt Disney Records. Hamster runs in a wheel. It stops running and slumps down, exhausted. It spins in the still-turning wheel till the wheel stops. A second hamster arrives, and the two high-five before the first rolls off the wheel, pirouettes and scampers off. The second hamster climbs aboard and starts to run. Distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. Steamboat Willie at the wheel. Walt Disney Animation Studios. A firework arcs over the fairy tale castle, and sparks fall from it onto the river in front of it. Walt Disney Pictures.